Hi, my name is Beth with Future Insight, and I'd like to take a moment to tell you about New Hampshire's accessible electronic absentee voting system. This system makes absentee voting accessible to persons with a print disability who will not be able to or who do not wish to cast their vote in person at a polling station. Let's first answer the question about what is a print disability? Well, a print disabled person is someone who cannot effectively read print because of a visual, physical, perceptual, developmental, cognitive, or learning disability. So, a print disability prevents someone from accessing information on printed material in a standard way and requires them to use alternative methods, like a computer, to access that information. And the law requires that materials like absentee ballots be made accessible to persons who can't read a traditional ballot. In New Hampshire, the Secretary of State's office manages election materials, so you'll find a lot of good information there. According to their website, New Hampshire's accessible electronic ballot system, quote, allows a voter to receive and mark an absentee ballot using their own personal computer. The marked ballot, after being secured in the affidavit envelope, must then be returned to the city or town clerk by conventional means, end quote. So, if in the past you've used the accessible one-for-all voting system to cast your vote in person, and you're now wondering how you're going to vote this year from home, this video is going to walk you through those steps. The first step is you need to request your accessible electronic absentee ballot. The second step is you need to wait for your absentee ballot to arrive. And the third step is you need to cast your absentee ballot. Let's walk through those steps one at a time. Before we walk through all the steps, it's worth pointing out what you will need in order to be able to request for and vote by accessible electronic absentee ballot. You will need a computer with internet access, a printer, a valid email address, and because the form you'll be filling out is a PDF, you will want to be sure that your browser allows you to fill out PDF forms or that you have downloaded a free PDF reader, such as Adobe Acrobat Reader. Step 1. Request your accessible electronic ballot. You will need to download the application from the New Hampshire Secretary of State's website. A link to that website will be included below in the description. To download an application for an accessible electronic absentee ballot, visit the New Hampshire Secretary of State's webpage. There are three pages to the accessible electronic absentee ballot request. On the first page, you'll fill out your name at the top and you will sign and date at the bottom. It is legal and acceptable for you to type your name as your legal signature. By signing, you are agreeing that you actually live at the address that you've indicated on page 3 and that you do have a disability that prevents you from voting privately and independently using a paper ballot. Additionally, you're acknowledging that you'll be using your own computer to access this ballot and that you understand you will be transmitting some of your personal information, such as your phone number, address, an email address, over the internet. You are also acknowledging that you understand you will have to print your completed accessible ballot using a printer and you will not be able to email in the completed ballot. Finally, you acknowledge that your absentee ballot will be hand counted and that it is essential for you to provide both your email address as well as your phone number. On the second page, there are three sections. Starting at the top in Section 1, you will want to check the first option if you were already a registered voter in your town or ward, or you will want to select the second option if you also still need to register to vote and wish to have those materials sent to you as well. In the second section, it says to, quote, check 1, but there actually isn't anything to check on the form. And there is only one option, so you're agreeing that you're unable to vote privately and independently using a paper ballot. Now moving on, In the third section,
be sure to select the appropriate election that you are requesting an absentee ballot for, either the primary, the general, or both. If you are only requesting a ballot for the general election, there is no need to mark Republican or Democrat. However, if you are requesting an absentee ballot for the primary, you do need to indicate your political affiliation.
The third page of the form is where you enter your contact information. Once again, you'll enter your name, and additionally, you'll need to enter your home address and your mailing address. Both of these are very important. Your home address is used to verify your voting registration, and your mailing address is where you'll receive your affidavit envelope for your ballot. Again, even though you will be able to vote electronically, you'll need to print and place your ballot in the affidavit envelope. One other note for this section. Where it asks for your home address, it also asks for your ward information. Ward numbers are only used for cities, not for towns. So if you live in a town, you can leave this blank. But if you have any questions about your ward number or whether or not you need to fill this out, you'll want to contact your city or town clerk's office. Additionally, you'll need to enter your phone number as well as your email address before you once again sign and take the form. As before, your typed name is acceptable as a legal signature. And if someone assisted you in filling out the form, there is also a space for them to sign and print their name as well. Great job, you've made it this far, but you still need to return the completed form to your local city or town clerk. You have a lot of options. It may be mailed by the Postal Service, faxed, hand-delivered, or emailed. You'll want to contact your local city or town clerk's office to get their postal address, fax number, or their email address. Be sure to watch part 2 of our video on how to use New Hampshire's accessible electronic absentee voting system.